We found out today that Dan Gable will receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom this year, an incredible and well-deserved honor, and I'm joined now by the man himself, Dan Gable. Dan, thank you for the time.
I love it. Thank you.
How did you find out about this this honor?
Well, I know some people have been working on it for a while. I really didn't even bother to look up the award just because I knew it was a big award, but I just really didn't know what it actually was 100%. So, I had some good people working on it because I got a couple months ago a text from Jim Jordan. And Jim Jordan, obviously, you know, he's from Ohio and a national champion wrestler from the University of Wisconsin, but he's a congressman in Ohio and very popular. I heard they were pushing for something like that. So just yesterday, I got a letter from the president stating that I had won this award. So, of course, I had to quickly, kind of look it up and define it a little closer to make sure that it was all good. And I did, it is. It looks all good to me.
After learning more about the award, I mean, I know you as a pretty humble guy, but also as somebody who understands the legacy you have left in your career. Do you feel deserving of this honor?
Well, I looked it up also again, and there's a lot of categories for people that win it. But, you know, my category is obviously sports and as an athlete and as a coach. So, I look in there and, you know, I feel they wouldn't give me the award if I wasn't deserving. So I'm going to take their word for it. And, I got a pretty good record. I think I fit in there.
This will go in a long line of accomplishments that you've had. Have you had any time to think about maybe where this one ranks along with, you know, all of the championships, the gold medal, the statue outside of Carver-Hawkeye Arena? Any time to think about kind of where this one will rank?
Well, I'm getting an influx of a lot of people giving me information, and this information is like, this is your highest award. So I didn't have to wrestle on the mat for it today, but I sure have wrestled on the mat and coached on the mat for a long time and beyond that too. I mean, just the promoter of the sport, not like I haven't been working on this for a long time. And the thing about it is that I've traveled the world. It's like being an Olympic champion, world champion, being a world and Olympic coaches. And I've dealt with a lot of countries and a lot of people in high ranking authorities from across the world, you know, people in Russia, people in Iran, people in North Korea, you know, and in Japan and just everywhere. So I feel like it's a really good honor for our sport across not only the United States, but across the world.
Have you had a chance to speak with President Trump, or if not, do you know when that may happen?
It already happened about an hour ago, and he was hilarious. So, you know, he was really good. He has connections, and I have to give some credit probably to the connection of his son, Donald Jr., as he was a wrestler for 8 years, and since no other wrestler has ever won this award, and Donald Jr. having 8 years of it on the mat, I feel like he got his arm twisted a little bit.
How much pride do you have being the first wrestler, kind of the standard bearer now to receive this award?
Well, I think once somebody gets it, it starts a precedent, and now other people can look forward to saying, hey, I want that award. So I guess when it's not out there, you know, you just don't even know about it. But now once it's out there, it's more applicable to our sport.
I know it's all happening fast. Any idea on when the White House ceremony will take place?
Don't know when that is. I guess we got to set it up. But I am going to his rally in Des Moines tonight. So we'll see what happens.
Does it feel weird to be getting these like kind of lifetime achievement awards? Does it make you feel old?
No, actually. I never have felt old except for maybe injuries, and that doesn't make me feel old. I just know what I put my body through and my mind my entire life, and I've used them a lot, and I haven't worn them out. But and the reason, if I have worn them out, they have replacements for most of the joints and things like that. But obviously, you don't want to wear your mind out, because they don't. I don't believe they have too many replacements yet for that. So I got a text today that said, I just wish your mom and dad, sister were around to see this. And my comment was, they are. So,
well, Dan, well-deserved. We're very excited for you. We can't wait to see more about this, see the White House ceremony, and congratulations on really an incredible honor today.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate the time. Yep. Have a nice day.
Yeah, thank you.